Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
JC, it is time to make our picks for week 16 in the Canadian Football League. And after a truncated slate of, let's be honest, not very entertaining games last week, we have four on the docket this week that could all be incredible. We got rivalry games. We got playoff races. I'm jacked for this slate. How about you?
I'm super excited. Every single one of these matchups has something going for it, has an argument to be made. Four game of the week. And as you know, you can always expect Hodge to get the picks wrong and me to get the spread wrong on all of these matchups.
I feel ripped because my record this year is not good. But every game, it seems, is decided in the last 2 minutes by a fluke play. So if this were any other year, I'd be really upset about my record. I'm still a little bit upset about it, but I'm trying to be nice to myself because these games are wild this year. But I digress. We'll get into the first one. The Toronto Argonauts are 6.5-point home favorites over the Hamilton Tiger Cats on Friday night as the team looks to exact revenge on its arch rival, who has upset them twice already this season. That's right. Two of Hamilton's four wins have come at the expense of the Argonauts. This is the first and only meeting of the year between the two teams at BMO Field, however, where the Tiger Cats will look to claw within 4 points to the Boatmen for third place in the East Division, having already won the season series. Toronto, however, can take a commanding 8-point lead in the standings with a win. Wynton McManus and Jared Brinkman are both back in the lineup for Toronto, while James Butler will start at running back for the Tabbies after sitting out the past four games as a healthy scratch. Who you got, JC?
I've got the Argos because I think that it's too difficult for an underdog to sweep a three-game season series, and I am buoyed by the fact that they are getting two legitimate defensive stars back in the lineup in Wynton McManus, who is the best linebacker in the CFL, and Jared Brinkman, who very quietly does not get enough recognition, is probably the best run-defending defensive tackle in the entire CFL as well. Those two guys are going to make a big difference for these Argos defense. The offense looked good against BC last week, and I think they will notch a victory here against the Tabbies. But 6.5 points against a team that's beaten you twice already and is looking really good, has their backs up against the wall in the playoff race, that's way too big for me. I'm going to take Hamilton to cover this one, but Toronto will win.
I'm in the same boat as you, JC. I think you have to give credit to the Hamilton Tiger Cats for the changes that they've made as of late, especially the defense under Chris Jones has noticeably improved. So I don't have the Argonauts covering this spread. I do have the Tiger Cats covering it. That being said, you have to take the Argos, I think, to win this game. That trio of Jake Ceresna, Ralph Hawley, and Jared Brinkman, I think, is the best interior defensive group in the CFL, and you add in Wynton McManus, a guy who can literally do it all. He's got length, he's got athleticism, he can rush the passer, he can drop back into coverage, he can clean up things in the run game. I think Wynton McManus is a top 5 defensive player in the CFL, maybe top 3, arguably top one. He is so versatile, so talented. They have missed him for the past six games. The fact that he's back, I don't think can be understated. I also think Toronto's receiving core, which was very young, especially following the release of Rashid Bailey, is starting to come around. Chad Kelly, Mekhi Polk, I love the chemistry that they demonstrated in a surprise blowout loss of the BC Lions last week. Give me the Argos to win, the Ticats to cover. The Calgary Stampeders are 2.5-point underdogs to the Saskatchewan Roughriders for the late Friday night game, and something's gotta give as the Stampeders are winless in 5 while the Riders are winless in 7. This rivalry isn't as hot as it once was, though it should pick up as the teams are now separated by only 2 points in the West Division standings. Zach Williams is back along the offensive line for the Stampeders, while Saskatchewan will start newcomer Ryquell Armstead at running back following his release from the Ottawa Redblacks. JC, which team will end its winless skid?
I think it's going to be Saskatchewan here, and I'm just banking on the team that I like the talent level more. The Calgary Stampeders, kudos to them for notching a tie against the Montreal Alouettes last week, but I still don't trust that roster from top to bottom. I think they've got too many problems going on right now, and the Riders are coming off a bye. Hopefully, Corey Mace and his staff has got that team tuned in. Yes, they'll be missing Roland Milligan at boundary halfback. That's a huge loss for this game, as well as Malik Carney at defensive end. Those are two big gaping holes along that defense. I think Ryquell Armstead will give them a little bit more, at least in this game, in the running game. And I don't see any area where the Stampeders are head and shoulders above the Riders right now. If there was a wider spread, I wouldn't take it. But I got 2.5 points. I got the Riders to win and to cover.
I've got the Riders to win this, and frankly, I don't think this game's going to be close. Trevor Harris, I think, has been arguably the CFL's best quarterback over the past month. He's got 8 touchdowns, 4 picks. Not amazing numbers, but there aren't really any CFL quarterbacks putting up amazing numbers this year. Yeah, he stared down the coverage at the tail end of the Banjo Bowl through a backbreaking interception, but he has not been this team's problem at all. The Riders have a very talented receiving core. I think Ryquell Armstead, who is a bit of a berserker after the play, I think he's got his head in the right spot, at least right now, trying to prove the Ottawa Redblacks wrong for moving on from him. I think he's going to be running very tough behind a young Riders offensive line. And I am a little concerned about the Riders secondary without Roland Milligan Jr. Amari Henderson, to me, is not a halfback. Halfbacks you generally want someone who is a little bit lower to the ground, someone who's got a little bit more quickness. Amari Henderson, to me, is a lanky, straight-line speed corner. Milligan is a huge loss for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. However, I simply don't think that the Calgary Stampeders right now can take advantage. Yes, they have Zach Williams back, who I think is a very underrated guard in this league, but the Stampeders have fallen and can't get up. Last week, they got 2 very early fumble recoveries in Montreal Alouettes territory. They also got what I thought was a bit of a gift from the officials overturning what would have been an Alouettes touchdown off a blocked punt. All of those breaks, they still couldn't get it done. Jake Mayer is still just checking this ball down time and time again. Otherwise, he's putting it in harm's way. Despite the loss of Roland Milligan, I think the Saskatchewan Roughriders will win this game. I don't think it's going to be particularly close in what will be their first post-Labor Day win since 2021.
Saving money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-thru lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Saving money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-thru lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. The Ottawa Redblacks are 2.5-point home underdogs to the Montreal Alouettes on Saturday afternoon. Well, they'll look to get their revenge after the Alouettes blasted them 47-21 in the only previous meeting between these two teams back in Week 3. Ottawa is 6-0-1 at home this season, though they'll be without star strong side linebacker Odarius Pickett as he suffered a ruptured Achilles last week. The Alouettes, meanwhile, look like they'll get star safety Marc-Antoine Dacroix back as he was a full participant in practice on Wednesday after missing last week's game. JC, can the Red Blacks stay undefeated at home?
I don't think they can. The Montreal Alouettes have had back-to-back disappointing performances. They didn't rebound against Calgary like we expected them to, but in the Jason Moss era, we haven't seen them go three games without having a strong performance. I think he's going to get this team squared away for this week, and the absence of Odarius Pickett on that Red Blacks defense is going to loom very, very large, because I think they are going to need to stop this Montreal offense, because the Montreal defense is going to stop them. That's a very good unit. Remains to be seen whether Lual Ugwak will be back in the lineup this week after being signed, or if he will wait another week to get readjusted. But if Marc-Antoine Dacroix is back, that is a huge boost to them. I think it's going to be the Alouettes who seize full control of first place in the East with a victory here.
Despite the loss of Odarius Pickett, which I don't think could be understated, he is a top five, maybe top three, maybe top one defender in the Canadian Football League. I am taking the Ottawa Redblacks to win this game. And JC, I'm even taking them to cover the spread. I appreciate that this team was disastrous this past week, but Drew Brown has never had two bad games in a row. He bounces back from adversity. I want to trust him to do that against what is arguably the league's best defense in Montreal. I also think that the Alouettes offense has really been quietly anemic for the past month. Cody Fajardo is arguably the front runner for MOP only because there aren't really any other candidates for MOP right now. But for the past month, he has strongly resembled the 2023 regular season version of Cody Fajardo, who is mediocre, not the 2023 playoff version of Cody Fajardo, who is exceptional. He has not done a great job of distributing the football. They are badly missing Tyson Philpott as their top playmaking receiver. They don't have Austin Mack in there. That has been noticeable as well. So for those reasons, I am taking the Ottawa Redblacks to bounce back big from last week. They haven't strung two bad games together so far this season. Last week was certainly a bad game. This week they're back at home where they play very well. I'm taking the Redblacks to win, upset the Alouettes, and cover the spread. The Edmonton Elks are 1.5-point home underdogs to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers on Saturday night in a game that will pin twin brothers against each other. Trey Ford will start at quarterback for the Elks, while Tyrell Ford will start at corner for the Blue Bombers. Edmonton is red hot and pushing for a playoff spot, having won 5 of their last 6 games, while Winnipeg is looking to take a stranglehold on first place in the West Division following BC's loss last week. Which Ford brother will get the win?
Well, maybe this should feel more natural now at this point in the season, but it still feels weird to say, give me the Edmonton Elks and Trey Ford in the upset here. I think they are going to get their name right into the playoff conversation here with a victory over the first place Bombers. Trey Ford has shown every time he started a football game that he has electric playmaking ability. Yes, they're going to probably be without Javon Leak and Hergie Mayala, but that running game has proven it doesn't need Javon Leak. They can do it with Kevin Brown. They can do it with Justin Rankin if they need to. And with Trey Ford stretching the boundaries of the defense, a lot of things are going to open up. Heck, we may see McLeod Bethel Thompson in here at some point in this football game. I like the Elks that much. I think they are going to win by not a blowout, but a wide margin here.
I'm taking the Winnipeg Blue Bombers to go into Commonwealth Stadium and get the job done. Stanley Bryant, who I think was sorely missed at times over the last few games, will be back at left tackle. They're also getting Kyrie Wilson back in the linebacking core. I think Kyrie Wilson, one of the more underrated players in the CFL, he is going to help account for the absence of Adam Big Hill. A real strong athlete, ran 4.6 coming out of Fresno State. I think he's somebody who's going to help corral Trey Ford. And the Bombers' defense, arguably the best in the league, they have excelled this season when playing against mobile passers. They shut down Nathan Rourke. They shut down Vernon Adams Jr. So far, Jordan Younger, the team's DC, has loved, especially on second and long, to drop 9 back into coverage with a spy. I think that that is the perfect way to play Trey Ford, try to make him throw, and try to make him throw into tight windows. I'm not saying the Elks have no chance to win this game. I've been very impressed with what they've done on the ground as of late, the offensive line. Their defensive line, I think, has the ability to give Winnipeg some headaches in this one. But with the injury situation with both teams, I like that the Bombers are starting to get some of their key veterans back. The Elks, a little more banged up right now. I'm going to take the Winnipeg Blue Bombers to win this in a close one, covering that 1.5-point spread. For JC Abbott, I'm John Hodge. Thank you for listening to our picks this week. Be sure to check us out on YouTube, comment, subscribe, give us a thumbs up, all of that good stuff. Enjoy week 16. We'll be back with you next week for week 17 in the Canadian Football League.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.